to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we've got it all teed up here and ready. A lot of information to share with you that can really improve your home. You know, you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Joe, are you all ready to go, buddy?
I'm ready, yeah. I look forward to this each and every week. So let's get started with some calls and some emails. And if you have any questions about your home, your yard, inside out, it doesn't much matter. I know most people, Danny, are probably working on the outside of their house, on their lawn, certainly, in gardens. Get in touch with us. See if we can help you out today.
Hey, we want to help you any way we can with all those challenges we have. As homeowners, you can reach out to us right now by sending us an email if you would like at todayshomeowner.com/ask or hop on the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that number, 800-946-4420. Also, more and more, we're getting a lot of messages through Facebook. We'd love for you to join us and follow us there on the Today's Homeowner Facebook. Boy, I tell you, our social media team's unbelievable. They continue to post things over and over and over, and a lot of great information there. Matter of fact, Joe, we had so many inquiries about a recent, very simple project we did on the Today's right. Homeowner television show, where Chelsea came up with this idea for this really cool bench that was built out of wood and treated wood, just a real nice relaxing bench that would, you know, three people could sit on very comfortably. But what was really cool is she put a plant shelf right at the head height. So you're able to put three small plants or four small plants or, you know, a little garden there on the back part right. of it and still have seating there. Really warmed up this patio that we wanted to. But here's what the social media team has done. If you sign up for the Today's Homeowner newsletter, which you can do at todayshomeowner.com/newsletter, you'll receive, and now also if you're already some of our 140,000 people that are on our email list right now, all of you, the ones that sign up and the ones that are already receiving our newsletter, will receive a free copy of the plans, everything you need, materials, step by step, everything you need, and pictures will be in a newsletter coming up soon. So if you're not getting our newsletter right now, you need to by just simply going to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. And Joe, we've got a lot of things to cover during this hour of Today's Homeowner. Discovery. Boy, when you start tearing out a bathroom, you never know what you find. We're going to help a homeowner out with something kind of interesting that they discovered that they may want to save and implement. So kind
really?
Of a,
okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you do a little work and you sit there, scratch your head and go, what should I do here? So we're gonna add a few little opinions on that.
Well, that's great. In fact, whenever I build a project in my house, I always give something for the next homeowner who knows how far down the road to discover. Like when I built a wall unit of bookshelves, in the base of it, I threw in a current paper, I threw in a bunch of coins from the year that I built
there
it.
There you go.
And, you know, at some point, someone's going to tear this apart and say, what the heck is going on here? You know, and they'll find out, you know, who knows how many more years it'll be. It might be 100 years down the road. Who knows around here? In New England, where I live, there are a lot of old homes, and you kind of forget that the house you're living in, although we built it in the 80s, in the 90s, rather, it's going to be an old home at some point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, speaking of that, when we were doing the big project that many people remember, the Cuppersmith project that
we did
a little over 10 years ago, when we were removing a lot of things there, we found all kinds of things in there. We found some really cool, like these little metal carpenter pencils, and we saw on some of the door jams where the contractor or the trim carpenter had drawn out how he was going to do the molding, and you're sitting there looking at this crude drawing, and then you look across the room at one of the doors that were, you know, trimmed out in that way. And just a little glimpse there. And this house was built in 1926, so it was pretty interesting that you know, that you could see the kind of the anatomy of the project coming together there.
Yeah, it's architectural archaeology is exactly
what it is.
It is kind of fun to discover stuff like that, though.
Absolutely. Also, we're going to share with you some kitchen counter alternatives, a lot of different ways that you can go there. Tips for summer lawn care, great time of the year for that. What about a simple solution? Give us a little tease on that that's coming up in a little bit, Joe.
Well, Danny, I've got a tip one of the many simple solutions I've used over the years on how to paint neatly. This is one that actually came from a listener that sent it in. It was a really cool idea, so I'll share that later on in the show.
Boy, excellent, excellent. Hey, if you're having a hard time beating the heat of the summer, hey, we've got a solution. It is Keep Your Cool Week here at Today's Homeowner, brought to you by our friends at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. It's time to give your air conditioning the TLC it deserves, and we have the expertise and advice you need. We put together a great collection of some of our best how-to videos, simple solutions, and some really cool insider tricks to keep your home cool and your energy bill in check all summer long. So we'd encourage you to head over to today's homeowner.com/keep your cool and make sure that you check it out today. Again, special thanks to American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning for sponsor Keep Your Cool Week. So throughout the show this week, we'll sprinkle in a few little low-cost, no-cost ways that you can really drive that power bill down and, most importantly, keep your family safe and comfortable. So we'll share with that with you here in just a little while. Joe's a lot of crazy activity going on around here. The first camping trip bought the little motor home. The grandkids are out there. Let's just say they're reorganizing the interior just a little bit.
They're reorganizing it so you can never find anything that you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about sweeping the floor because you can't see it at this point. Because, but they're excited, and I can remember as a kid getting so excited when, you know, to go camping or something like that, and you just have this vision in your head. But this is going to be a little different because we're going to a camping spot that actually has this gigantic water park with the the slides and the tubes and the wave pool and all this kind of thing. So it's pretty warm this weekend, so we'll plan on spending a lot of quality time in the pool, which will make them sleep really well at night.
Yeah, that's right. You got to knock them out by keeping them busy. Of course, you have to try to stay awake long enough to get them into bed.
That's true.
And how far a drive is it going to be from?
That's all ago. We're just doing a short little hour and a half away.
Oh, good.
Halfway between there, we're going to surprise them with a visit to this really cool aquarium that has so many interactive things there. It's kind of almost designed for, you know, younger kids and so forth. And so we've got that as a surprise. And then gourmet hot dogs tonight. I mean, we can't beat that.
What makes them gourmet exactly?
Well, you just tell them that.
And then they make it.
Yeah, you build it up a little bit. You know, these have chili on them. These are special. Yeah. So, you know, we'll have some fun.
These are pedigree.
Yeah. So we should, we'll have a good time on that. I'll report back after that.
Let me know.
Try to catch
and this
a
is
fish.
The first. Is this the first time you're out with the camper, like you're going to test all the equipment out?
Yes, this is the first.
Yeah.
This first time, and my wife Sharon's been loading it nonstop for about 4 days. So I'm just hoping that it'll move once I put it in drive.
You're down to 4 miles again.
Yeah, I'm down to 4 miles again. So, but it's a great good old American thing to do to get out in the campground.
Sure.
And they have raised the bar on these campgrounds. I mean, they got snack bars there. They've got activities at night for the kid. On and on. So
you have to find a drive-in theater. I remember as a kid, that was like magical. A drive-in.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. There's still a few of them around,
I think there's right at 400. I checked on that one time recently.
400 of them?
Oh. Yeah, about 400 left in the country. Yeah. So that's another good thing to do during the summer. Hey, I want to mention, I really appreciate everybody that has signed up for the my brand new Ask Danny podcast that you can find by going to the Today's Homeowner podcast wherever you get your podcast, or you can go to todayshomeowner.com/podcast to find out where you can load it. I mean, this is like me sitting on the tailgate with various experts that are friends of mine, and we talk about drywall. Matter of fact, we had had somebody on recently. She goes by Drywall Shorty. So so it was a very interesting conversation and a lot of fun there. But we have plumbers on. We also recently had a landscaper to talk about some of the things that you need to do during the summer. So these are kind of single subject type of podcast that you can go through and look at all of the podcasts that are available and choose one that for any subject that you're dealing with. And this is all based off of questions that we get from you, our listeners, here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're just getting started on the show this week. A lot of things to share with you. Certainly glad that you're spending some of your busy weekend with us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini. Get ready. We'll be right back.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery, so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that is nationally syndicated on over 350 stations across this great country, including this one in Corinth, Mississippi, WXRZ 94.3 FM. Special hello to everybody in that part of the country. We'd love to hear from you. We make it very easy. Pick up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're headed up to North Carolina. Marcia's on the phone. Marcia, how are you? And tell us what's going on around your house there.
Hi, Danny. First, I have to say it is a pleasure to talk to you, and I love watching your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Obviously, we have a lot of fun putting it together there, don't we?
It's a fun to watch.
Thank you.
My husband and I moved to North Carolina 2 years ago. We bought a mid-century ranch house, which we absolutely love going into our retirement years. However, we knew when we moved in that the master bath needed a major renovation. It has the original small bath with a shower, and then attached to that, they added an addition and put in another tub and another vanity and another toilet. Kind of unique. But we decided we were going to start the renovation. We've taken out the cast iron tub. Thank you for your video on how to do that. And when we started taking down the sheetrock walls to put in the waterproof backing, we found that the original brick outside wall of the house is in the bathroom. My question is, would it be possible to incorporate that brick in the shower, just one wall, or would we be better off just putting up the waterproof backing and then going ahead with our project?
Well, see the pictures that you sent, and that certainly helps a lot in being able to see what you're faced with there. And I'll tell you, you know, I have built hundreds and hundreds of additions, many in similar situations like this, and I rarely left the bricks up. Mm-hmm. For several reasons. I always felt like even if it was an addition, you really wanted that addition to be integrated into the original construction. And even though it is a bit of a task to remove bricks, I always felt the big advantage is you're gaining 5 or 6 inches of space that you didn't have before. And mm-hmm. also gives you an opportunity to put additional insulation in the walls if it doesn't have any. If your house was built in 65, that insulation maybe only 2 inches or 2.5 inches. They used to do that years ago. And also, you know, to incorporate a brick wall inside something like that, you risk quite the danger on the leakage on the pan, because you're not able to get that vinyl membrane that you need for the pan of a shower like that up behind the surface of the bricks, and mm-hmm. lots and lots of other scenarios there. I really wouldn't recommend it. I rarely have seen where you save exterior brick and try to integrate it where it doesn't look like, oh, you left the bricks up from the original construction of the wall. But, and I know it sounds crazy and maybe a lot of extra work that you weren't anticipating to remove those bricks, but think about, and 5 inches doesn't sound like much, but if you get 5 inches here and 5 inches there, you almost mm-hmm. have a foot more room in there. And right. and then all those studs can come down and you can actually remove the old, looks like gypboard on the outside there of the original wall. And then you can mm-hmm. insulate that well. You can then use those studs, the original studs to the house, as the walls there. Might have a little modification, here and there to do, but mm-hmm. that's what I would recommend. Or you can just go ahead and put insulation, seal put insulation in there, and just use the suds that you have. But, boy, you really got to make sure that shower is never going to leak on you.
Right. The other thing we've discovered is that apparently they built the bathroom addition onto, it looks like maybe an existing porch, and there is literally a one-inch step in between the original old bathroom and the new bathroom. So we're also working with, okay, how can we level this? My husband turned 80 yesterday, so this is our permanent home. We're not going anywhere from here, and we want to make it as safe as we can to stay here.
I don't blame you. Now's the time when you're, you know, doing this extensive project like that to make sure you get it just the way you want it. Consider one of the curbless or low curb type walk-in showers just go ahead and do it the right way. Make sure you block in behind those walls for any type of safety bar, grab bar that you can, install in there. If you can anticipate it ahead of time and put that blocking in the walls, boy, that sure makes it a lot easier once you finish all the drywall.
Yeah, that's in the plan. But thank you so much, and really, really, really love your show.
So
you've inspired me on so many projects of like, okay, I can do this.
Oh, well, that's exactly what we want to do, is just to break it down and keep it real and show people a little empowerment there to be able to take care of things, whether you do it yourself or hire it done. You know, it's gives you a little more, point you in the right direction, I guess. So I appreciate that, Marcia. And I appreciate your kind words and wish you the very best for you and your husband on getting this bathroom all back together.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Have a great weekend. Joe, you know, when you have something like that, I've done that a lot where people want to, you know, use it as an accent wall.
Right.
And, you know, I'd go along with it and we would do the best you could and clean it up, even put maybe a clear sealer over it just to kind of give it a little more of a washability factor and so forth. But it still looks like an old outside wall. I'm not a big fan of it myself.
I'm not either. And if it was outside the tub area, outside a wet area, maybe you save it just to have a different look to the bathroom, have a brick wall in the bathroom, but not where it's going to get soaked with water. And plus, usually the backside of a brick wall isn't, the mortar's not struck off, it's not cleaned off, the joints aren't smoothed out. So usually the back of a wall, this one actually looked pretty good. Usually the back of a brick wall is kind of rough because they assume nobody's ever going to see it.
And once you start taking those bricks down, it really doesn't take very long to finish that. Hey, let's get over to some emails. Appreciate all these emails that we got this week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Kimberly did. She wrote in, "We recently noticed that our roof is leaking. My husband decided to put new shingles over the old shingles. I said it's a bad idea, that he needed to take the old shingles off to see if the plywood was damaged and replace it. Also, doesn't it put more weight on the roof? Now, watch your show all the time, and I respect your expertise. Plus, my husband would listen if the advice came from someone other than me." Oh, boy, here we go.
Unfortunately, that's probably more common than husbands would like to admit.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, when you think about it and people can say, well, you can put the shingles over the existing shingles and you're not taking shingles to the landfill and various things like that. But as far as I know, it voids the warranty of every shingle manufacturer out there for good reason. One, Kimberly, your reason that you may have some damaged decking that you would never see unless you did that. Also, when you remove your roof, if you'll check on fortified roof standards. I did this on a home that I lived in a few years ago, amazed at what it saved me on my insurance bill. And essentially what they do is remove all of the shingles, all of the felt paper, add additional nails or screws into the decking. They tape all of the seams with a special membrane tape. Then they install an underlayment that's a special peel and stick type of roof. And to tell you the truth, right at that point, the roof is not going to leak. Then the shingles are essentially put on just the aesthetics that you need a shingle roof on there. And then what happens is when that nail from the shingle goes in through the underlayment, it basically seals around it. So you really have a roof that'll hold up to some extreme standards. And again, if you use the fortified method and you have a a roofer that is familiar with that. A lot of states have some significant grants that you actually can get money to do this because it reduces the damage that can occur later on. So you may want to check on that, but my opinion is to remove the roof of the shingles completely. Joe, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, that's your only chance to do it, and you can't add a third roof to two roofs. Now, the reason this question comes up is because people do it all the time, and they don't have any issue with it, but it's still better, meaning they do add one roof on top of the other. But in the long run, you're better off just pulling off the old roof. For the main reason for me is to inspect that plywood decking underneath.
That's right. And certainly it's a good point in terms of the additional weight, a lot of extra weight, thousands of pounds being put on a roof that may not be designed for that. Hey, coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio, we're going to give you a few tips for making sure that lawn makes it through the summer. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, little strips of LED tape lights have become all the rage for close quarters like spaces under cabinets or inside closets. But, you know, the challenge is often how to switch them on and off. And I really like what's happening here because the new EcoSmart Hub Space tape light solves that problem and then some, because in addition to this remote control, it pairs with Home Depot's Hub Space app for maximum control. Now, you can use the app on your smartphone or your voice activation with Amazon Alexa or Apple Smart Home. You can also choose from a wide range of colors with the color-changing RGB LEDs or tune white light from 2200 to 6500 Kelvin. And to make it fit your application better, the tape can be cut about every 9 inches, or you can link two kits together to reach up to 32 feet. So this really makes the tape lights, and they're so versatile. I used this on a little curio cabinet recently, and boy, the light, the illumination in there just changed the way that piece of furniture looked completely. So if you want to find out more about this EcoSmart Hub Space tape light, you can go to HomeDepot.com. Right now, let's head right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You can reach us on the hotline at 800-946-4420. We have headed to Kentucky. Kristen is on the line. Kristen, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there in your house.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. So me and my husband, we bought this fixer-upper about a year ago, and we finally made it to the kitchen. And the kitchen counter is old. When I say old, it's like 50 years old, mm-hmm. and it's ceramic tile. Mm-hmm. So our question is, like, we're wanting to do, like, marble or something, you know, better than the tiles. But my husband, he doesn't want the messy work of removing the tiles. Mm-hmm. So can we put it on top of it?
Well, I certainly wouldn't recommend it for a lot of different reasons. First of all, if you're looking at something like marble or granite or some type of composite material, those counters have to be absolutely level and completely flat. And they need to support the heavy load of that. So if you're putting that on top of tile, which may have some imperfections in it here and there, you could end up not only with a crack down the road, but also the edge of it will be very difficult to make that look normal if you have that much thickness between your existing tile and then the countertop on top of it. I might even say that it might be hard to find someone that would put it on top of there because of the danger that you have in it. And yes, there's a bit of a mess to remove 50-year-old tile like that, but it's absolutely the best way to do it, to remove it right down to the cabinets. And then that way you can put a straight piece of wood there, put a level on it, make sure everything's nice and flat. That's going to be so important to have granite or marble that's going to last you a long, long time. I know your husband doesn't want to hear that, but I would certainly.
He is not going to be happy.
Well, tell him Joe suggested it instead of Danny. That's
I'll be sure to do that.
but it sounds like a great project, and I know you guys have done a lot of work there in order to get it looking good. But boy, you want to make sure if you're going to spend that money on a significant countertop like that, you really want it to last for a long, long time. So it won't take that long to get it all off, and keep the vacuum cleaner handy there.
I'm sure that'll probably be my role, is the cleanup.
That's it. There you go. Well, y'all work together, and you'll certainly be proud of it once it's all finished.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thank you. Joe, I know in your tile book, which, by the way, if you have not gotten a copy of Joe's tile book, boy, it answers all the questions in a good, straightforward format. You could Google tile book by Joe Tremini or just head over to Amazon to buy it. But I know you explored this in there, and boy, there's just not, I tell you, I can only remember about one countertop that I saw ceramic tile on.
Right.
And boy, it didn't look very good, even though supposedly they had sealed it and so forth. It's just not a good material for countertops. Backsplashes, yes. Countertops, not so much.
Exactly. There are very, very few new kitchen counters going in that are tiled for that exact reason, because you have all those grout joints and they get stained, and you know, it's just not a good surface. But what I would tell Christy and her husband, the neatest way to get rid of that counter is not to bust out all those tiles, but I'd find a way to take out all those drawers and open up the doors and see if you can unscrew it from below and just pull out the whole countertop,
tile and all, and then just replace
it like that.
And hope that they don't do what I do all the time, is
What's
break
that?
Out the construction adhesive, because I love my construction
adhesive. <That's right.
laughs> Hey, I'm
In fact,
anxious
Danny
to,
doesn't even wear belts anymore.
That's right. I just glue them up. Hey, I'm anxious to share with you here this Exmark Backyard Life tip number 7. Hey, most of us know that having a thick green lawn in lush gardens requires a lot of work, and that includes watering from time to time. Unfortunately, that can lead to some pretty outrageous water bills, so managing your water use is the key to landscaping. In the U.S., we use about 7 billion gallons of water a day for landscape irrigation, and the best way to control that use is to reduce the need for watering. For starters, you can add a generous layer of mulch around your plants. About 3 to 5 inches of mulch will really help prevent evaporation and retain moisture around the roots of the plants. Next, when you mow the lawn, raise the blade a notch or two. Shorter grass requires more water, so cutting it a little higher will make the lawn less needy. Now, while you're at it, use a mulching mower. This will return the clippings to the lawn, which feeds the lawn, slows evaporation, and saves a lot of time mowing. Also, don't apply fertilizer when the weather is hot and dry. In these conditions, fertilizer will aggravate the problem associated with drought and put more stress on the plants. Finally, when you add new plants, choose those that are native to your region, since they will require less watering. This tip brought to you by Exmark, the official mowers of the Backyard Life. Hey, you can get a lot of great ideas and inspiration for your outdoors by visiting Exmark.com/backyard. You can get a lot of information there, because Joe, right now, boy, if you get out there and you're not paying attention and you're putting that fertilizer out thinking that you're helping things, boy, you can burn a yard up so quickly right now.
Yeah, and it's not going to respond very quickly either, the lawn itself. I mean, you might end up going all summer with a lawn that looks like it was burnt. So, be careful. Check the timing. And, you know, the people who work at the home centers or nursery, wherever you buy, they can usually recommend which products to put on your lawn which times of the year, because they might be available. The products might be available, but it might not be the smartest time of the year to be applying them.
Exactly. Hey, coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio, we're talking about a really slow-moving sink. Now, the homeowner has tried a lot of different ways to pick up the speed of the draining of the sink, but striking out all along the way, we've got a couple ideas that maybe they haven't tried. All of that and a whole lot more coming up right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find Luxrock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. To help you survive the hottest season of the year, Today's Homeowner and American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning are kicking off Keep Your Cool Week. It's time to give your air conditioner some TLC, and we've got the expertise and advice you need. We've put together a collection of our best how-to videos, simple solutions, and insider tricks to keep your home cool and your energy bill in check all summer long. Head on over to todayshomeowner.com/keepyourcool and check it out today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
You know, we love to hear from you, our great listeners all across the country. And, you know, you can reach out to us anytime on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 800-946-4420 is that number to reach us. Also, a lot of people have been sending emails, and we read each and every one of them and try to answer as many of them as we can. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what June did. June has a question about her kitchen sink drain. My two-bowl kitchen sink drains very slowly. On the side with the garbage disposal, a half-full sink of water takes over a minute to drain. And the other side of the sink takes nearly as long. Now, this has been an ongoing problem, and so far I've had the septic tank pumped out. I've used Ridex septic tank cleaner every month, and I treated the sink drain with salt, baking soda, vinegar, and hot water. None of these remedies have made any difference at all. Is there anything else I can try before calling a plumber? Thank you so much for any help and advice. Boy, that talking about a frustration font that she wrote that email in there, because I can tell June has tried a lot of things there. And but Joe, take June through maybe what the next thing she needs to do, which is going to involve maybe a little time spent underneath that sink.
Yeah, absolutely. When you ever have a slow draining sink, it's typically a clog somewhere down the line, but not enough to stop the flow of water entirely, just enough to slow it down. And it's certainly not an issue with the septic tank, because the septic tank is far from this sink. And if the septic tank was completely full, the water would be backing up into the house at every imaginable water source, including all the sinks. So what I would suggest, as Danny said, you have to get under the sink, remove the trap, which is the U-shaped, P-shaped piece that comes down from the sink. And then the line, the straight drain pipe that goes into the wall, that would need to be snaked out, I suspect, because you could clean out the trap, but I don't think the clog is that close to the sink. But clean it out anyway. And then you can either rent or buy a there are some simple hand crank snakes. There are some you can rent that hook up to a drill, but I would run that line straight in and you'll hit something, you know, and even, and it might only be 3 or 4 feet away. It might be 15 feet away, depending on how your house is plumbed. But I think that would be the solution there, is snake out that drain pipe.
What I wouldn't do is pour a lot of caustic chemicals down there.
No.
It's so rare that that actually works. All of the ones that they've touted over the years, I've even used some powerful ones that require a licensed plumber to buy. Tried those things, and boy, the smell was terrible on those things, but it just would not work.
And the other problem is, if you have any plastic plumbing, plastic piping in your system, it can eat through the plastic pipe. And some people have put the chemicals in there, hasn't worked quite as well as they thought, and they start plunging. And when you yank off that plunger, those chemicals are going to come out. And you don't want that getting on your skin or in your eyes. That's pretty serious stuff. So I would never, ever recommend any of those products.
And the other thing, too, is you need to, you know, make sure everybody in your home knows how to use a garbage disposal. Feed any food particles into your garbage disposal a little at a time, utilizing cold water, not hot water. Now, that surprises a lot of people because your tendency is to go straight to the hot. But if you use cold water, any of the fats or any of the other waste that might be going down there will kind of gel together. That makes it easier for the garbage disposal to chew that up, and that way you can move it through the drain a lot better. And again, she mentioned vinegar and baking soda. You can go to our website at todayshomeowner.com, give you instructions on how to use those two things you have in your pantry to significantly clean out the inside there of the garbage disposal. Extremely important.
That's exactly right, but that's only for cleaning, deodorizing, and
that's
getting
right.
a funky smell out. It's really
that's
not
right.
going to
yeah.
bust through a clog.
Right, that's right. But you want to make sure that you're just feeding that through just a little bit. I know sometimes people will prepare a salad or whatever and have a whole sink full of stuff, and they turn it on, and they just force and force and force. It's not that good. Let's grab another one real quick here. Joe Beverly from Newport, Rhode Island. I have some rust stains on the sheet vinyl floor in our bathroom. The stains are near the toilet bowl. What can I use to remove the stains without damaging the floor? Of course, we've dealt with this before, Joe, and so many times where rust stains are actually below the surface of the vinyl.
Yeah, if it's gotten through the clear coat of the vinyl and it's in the core of the vinyl, then it's a lot more difficult to remove. And they certainly do make rust removers. One that we recommend all the time is called CLR, which stands for calcium lime rust remover. And Goof Off makes one too. I think it's called rust stain remover, something simple like that. But I would first try this. We're talking about baking soda. Sprinkle some baking soda on the stain, then dampen a white cloth with white vinegar. You want to use a white cloth because you don't want to get any staining from the cloth. Mm-hmm. And white vinegar, soak it in white vinegar, and then just scrub the area. You'll have to probably repeat it a couple of times, but little by little, that'll lighten up the stain. And once you're done, though, whenever you're using vinegar on a resilient floor, which is a vinyl floor, always clean it with just clear water at the end, because the acid in the vinegar, if you leave it on the flooring, it could damage the flooring.
Well, it's just amazing what you can do with baking soda and white vinegar around the house. Seems like almost every show we mention several different situations that'll help you out on that. Hey, coming up, another simple solution. Joe's got a good one. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet to removing a tree, the Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit homedepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our simple solution. Joe, share another one with us, please.
Over the years, I've shared well over 500 simple solutions, and many of them have to do with painting, specifically how to paint neatly, because anybody can paint sloppily, right? Here's a tip that actually came in from John, a listener from Clancy, Montana. And it's how to paint neatly from a can when using a paintbrush. And so what he did is he took a lid from an old discarded paint can, a metal lid that he had saved, and he cut it in half with a pair of aviation snips. In fact, if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you can see a video of me demonstrating this simple solution. John's idea was to take the lid, cut it in half with a pair of snips, then you tap the half lid onto the paint can. And now when you dip in your paintbrush, you can very easily and neatly strike off any excess paint by running the bristles against the edge of that cut half lid. And then you apply the paint. I thought it was a very clever idea. So thanks to John for sharing that with us. And if anybody listening right now has a simple solution that they've used in the past, send it in. And maybe we'll air it on TV and on the radio.
That's right. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask to send that idea in. We really appreciate getting those from our listeners. We've gotten quite a few over the years, and that's a really good one. When you think about that, that prevents that buildup in the actual groove that you're going to want to put your lid back on.
Right.
You know, it prevents that. And also still allows you the room, since you're only covering up half of it, you're still are able to continue stirring it, which is always a good idea, is to have that stirrer nearby that you can keep your paint stirred up and all of that. So that's great. Again, that's todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions to be able to see that one and over 550 other ones. Hey, I want to remind you that this is Keep Your Cool Week here at Today's Homeowner. And I'd love for you to drop by todayshomeowner.com/keepyourcool. You'll see all kinds of great videos, simple solutions, and a lot of cool insider tricks to keep your home cool and to keep that energy bill as low as we possibly can during the middle of the summer here. And we also have a great collaboration with our friends at American Standard. Matter of fact, if you want to really drill down to a lot of information about some of the new technology that's been introduced over the last few years by American Standard, you can go to AmericanStandardAir.com. And a lot of great information there. So we appreciate our partnership there. So we want to make sure you keep you cool. And hey, some of the things you can do, Joe, you know, some of these things don't cost anything.
That's right. Yeah.
Like getting your ceiling fan going in the right direction.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Most ceiling fans, in fact, I don't think I've ever owned one that didn't have a reverse switch. So you can get it to run in one direction in the winter and one direction in the summer. And this time of year, you want the ceiling fan to be rotating in a counterclockwise direction. So if you imagine laying on the floor looking straight up, those blades should be moving in a counterclockwise direction, blowing cooling air down. And don't forget, like even box fans or window fans, how effective they are. You know, you can have them either blowing out to draw hot air out of your house or blowing in once the weather gets cooler later in the evening to bring the cooler air in. And if you put a window in one half of the house and one on the other side of the house, you can get a nice exchange of air, one blowing in and one blowing out.
That's right. And a lot more tips waiting on you right now to keep your cool at todayshomeowner.com slash keep your cool. Also want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. Matter of fact, go to todayshomeowner.com, find out where you can see it in your area. We're all over the country celebrating going into our 25th year. This week, keep a lid on it. And what we're talking about here is a very unique home over in Louisiana that's been right in the path of a number of hurricanes. They're tired of replacing their roof. They decided to go with a special metal roof that will hold up to 140 mile per hour winds. Plus, along the way, we took care of some hurricane shutters, installed a door that had having some problems with the previous storm, replaced that, and a lot of other things for this wonderful couple, David and Ruby, there in Cutoff, Louisiana. So go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your neck of the woods. Well, that'll pretty much wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us during your busy weekend.